Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. We got our buddy Craig Peterson, who's coming up in about a half an hour. Love chatting with Craig about tech and staying safe online. And now that I've gotten this, I don't want to say it was a lecture, because it wasn't a lecture. I mean, it was some great interaction that I had out in Chicago as I look at future things. I'm thinking this guy Jacob really gave me some insight on a lot of stuff. And it was really great. I mean, it was very appreciative. You ever have one of those moments you go, wow, thank you. Thank you so much. But he was talking a little bit about tech, and I may actually have to go to the dark web, Apple. We'll see how that goes. Not for every. I can't see that I would do it with everything. I don't think, honestly, I don't think Heidi's cell phone would even communicate with an Apple. I don't. I think she's got a program that could blow up or something. But he'll be with us in just about a half an hour. We got some folks from a little something called the Christian Chamber of Commerce. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? They're going to be with us at 5:35. I ran into them at Liberty University. You know, I was out there for the CEO Summit as a result of being invited by Dr. Dave Brat. And I had such an incredible conversation with them and such an interesting interaction. I said, boy, I got to get you on just to talk about some stuff. So they're going to be with us at 5:35. Coming up over the next couple of days, Chris Ruddy, who is the man behind Newsmax. He put it together. Another one. I'm thinking, you know, me and Michael Harrison and Bill O'Reilly, we're all like in that 30-year club, right? So about 30 years ago, Chris Ruddy put together Newsmax. And first it was a newsletter, and then it was a magazine. Now it's not only a television network, but it's also an incredible floor wax and dessert topping. And Chris Ruddy will be with us because he's been friends with Donald Trump for 30-plus years. And I just want him to offer some perspective. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us on Monday as well. Oh, I've got some good news. Andrea Mitchell is apparently she is ending her run on MSNBC. No, well, MSNBC is this thing. How would we describe it? Is it technically a network? Maybe. But Andrea Mitchell said she's giving up her show to... Is she pursuing other interests or is she spending more time with her family? Those are the normal statements that are utilized when somebody says, yeah, I'm done, or somebody says to somebody, yeah, you're done. No, she's moving on, it says, from Andrea Mitchell Reports to take on, quote, a wider reporting-focused role at NBC News. I think that means we may never see her again. Wow. All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I go back again. It's one of those age things. I remember when Andrea Mitchell was a local radio reporter in Philadelphia. Now, she's always been a left-wing wackadoodle. That has not changed. She's always been like that. But she was a local radio reporter in Philadelphia for WIP Radio, and she kind of made her bones by harassing, as best she could, the mayor of the city, a guy by the name of Frank Rizzo. And Frank Rizzo, quite frankly, was not interested in taking her bait, but he wound up taking it and sort of swatting back, and that got her some attention. And then she wrote it for all it was worth. I can't and I won't falter for that, but she's given up her MSNBC thing. So I wonder what happens over there. You think they're having like, hey, maybe we should get out of the insane, crazy leftist business, or are they just making room for another insane, crazy leftist? Right? Isn't she married to the Fed guy, Alan Greenspan, right? I mean, it's not like she needs the work. You know what I mean? She'll be just fine. I want to share with you a couple of little snippets here. I'm trying to think where I should even start. All right, let's start with J.D. Vance. You know, here I was chatting with Michael Harrison a couple of moments ago, and if you missed that, you must go to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, listen to that conversation. J.D. Vance, who, God willing, is poised to become vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance was raised on talk radio. J.D. Vance was raised on Rush Limbaugh. And you can hear it, you can see it in all of his interactions with these legacy news media hacks. He had a great time the other day. It was sort of like a cat with a mouse that was not happy to be with the cat. He was the cat man on CNN. How about a soggy salad? Soggy salad, cut number one.
Now, Jake, we also have to remember, I mean, step back a little bit. Well, ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it.
The FBI was investigating it. We
recovered them.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false. Nonsense. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he talks about how he wants to unleash American energy so we can lower the cost of groceries. He talks about the fact that housing has become unaffordable. He talks about the wide open border, Jake. Kamala Harris and her allies, you know, it's interesting. Kamala Harris and her media allies, and I would put CNN in this category. You guys seem to care more about Donald Trump's past than the future of the American people. We're running this campaign on making of the American dream.
I'm specifically asking about how Donald Trump is going to be president in the future should he win. And then we're being told
he's going to pursue economic policies that lower the cost of groceries and make life more affordable again. He talks about it every single day on the campaign trail, and so do I. What you're talking about is an anonymously sourced story or one guy
nothing anonymously sourced
or who one guy who is a disgruntled employee.
I told
where
you,
five other people pushed back against him and said that what he said was dishonest. So why don't we talk about the policy that's affecting American citizens and not what Donald Trump allegedly said, according to one guy who's pissed off because he got fired by Donald Trump?
Bam. All right, J.D., that is good for 2 points. Now, you know what? That's like a half-court shot. That's a three-pointer right there from J.D. Vance. He did a great job there. And you know how I know he did a great job? Because Jake Tapper's face got redder and redder and redder. And you could hear it, couldn't you? He was so defensive. Oh, my God. Goodness, so where he's just making sounds. He's not even saying words. He just has these guttural utterances that make no sense, which I know comprises a lot of CNN, but I digress. I mean, it was craziness. And good for J.D. Vance on that one. I thought it was great. I hate to tell you this. I actually have to share with you a piece of Kamala Harris. Oh, I do, because I want you, as we are now 1 week away from this election, which, of course, is the most important election in the history of elections, and will decide the future of the nation. But really, no pressure. You got to take a listen to what she has to say. You're going to have to figure out where you are. I would imagine most people at this point have figured out where they are, right? Is there anybody left a week out from Election Day who does not know how they will be voting? Anybody at all? I don't think so. I don't see how it could be. I mean, I really don't. I don't understand how anybody could still, at this point, be confused as to how they might vote. But we'll do that. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. Again, we got some great folks who are joining us over the next couple of days. Chris Ruddy. the man behind Newsmax. We got Bill O'Reilly, Dinesh D'Souza. We got all sorts of great stuff coming up. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed is going to be here. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe tomorrow's the day John announces that he's running for lieutenant governor.
Come on, man.
Well, I think he's running for lieutenant governor. I don't know. I'd like him to. I think it would be great. I really do. I've already said, have I not, that I will support him. I will endorse him. Not that anybody cares. Oh, and I'll make a monetary contribution, but only to the campaign. I'm not making it to his, you know, John Reed fund for himself fund. On that, I'm not doing. But the campaign, yeah, I would make a monetary contribution. I think that would be really, really cool. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.